everyone. Welcome to the Arena Kings DFS podcast. I am Rod Villagomez, and I am being joined today by my co-host. Well, actually, I shouldn't say my co-host. We are equal partners in this podcast. So introduce yourself to everybody.
I am Joe Van Awesome Van Dalsum, and I disagree. I am definitely the co-host of this podcast because I know nothing about arena football, and I'm super pumped about the fact that I know absolutely nothing about this endeavor that we're embarking on. But I'm happy that we're doing something, and I'm super excited to be doing a podcast with you, Rod.
I am super excited, too, because if anybody's clicking over from the Twitter that we're about to put out, the tweety thing that we're about to put out, everybody knows that we are part of the AAF refugee camp. And so we are nomads that got left without a league, and we're clinging to hope that...
Trying
to find a home. We've got our little sticks and our bags tied to our back, and we are trying to find someplace. And when DraftKings said, hey, we're doing AFL, Joe, what did I do for you? What did I do, Joe? What did I do immediately after we knocked that up?
I think you immediately got on your phone and texted me and said, do you want to do a podcast about AFL daily fantasy football?
To which you replied quickly.
Yes, absolutely. And then I immediately thereafter Googled, what is AFL?
Listen, I know AFL fans that are clicking over for some hardcore insight and analysis. They're probably going to go away. So I'm sorry, AFL fans.
Hang tight. Don't leave just yet. We promise this will get better. I'm just saying, it's a learning process. You're going to be joining us for this ride. You're going to be joining us as we discover that there is only six teams, which I just found out. I thought there was more.
And listen, if you're one of those hardcore AFL fans and you want to join in and call us and tell us some stuff, please do, because we are more than willing to listen to what you have to say and your expert opinion.
Oh, 100%. So here's the deal, Rod. So as I understand, AFL scores are up in the hundreds sometimes, or near it. And looking at the daily fantasy aspect of this, this is our mission. We want to go from zero to experts throughout this journey. And we will take in any insight from you AFL arena hardcore people that we can, because we want to get to that point, because we love daily fantasy football, or at least I do. And I know you do, Rod. And I have zero strategy at this point, but we're going to test some stuff out. We're going to go head to head with each other every week. And we're going to try and see if we can go from absolute nothing in this space to the premier daily fantasy football arena football podcast in existence. And to that point, I think it might only be the only one.
Right now, I think we are first. So let's hang our hat on that. So listen, we're the best because we're the only, all right?
Let's claim it. Let's claim it right now. We're the best of the best. We are the premier arena football, daily fantasy football podcast in existence.
We want to go from arena gestures to arena kings.
Ooh. That's right. We are the arena king.
So, all right. So listen, this first episode is all just going to be a lot of, because obviously there hasn't been a game played yet. The first one gets played as we release this on Friday morning. It'll be game day. So obviously we have nothing to work off of that's actual other than last season. And we all know how that goes. So basically we're building a roster from scratch, but we're also going to talk a little bit about the type of games that they're offering, because that actually every fantasy player can wrap their head around. Everybody's at least, if you play DraftKings, have played the captain mode, showdown mode and stuff like that. So if you're new to those types of modes, if you really are brand spanking new, we'll break that down a little bit. But Joe, let's talk about where we came from, because I think it's important for people to understand that we have done this before. This isn't our first time behind a microphone, and this is just our first time in the AFL world, and we're pretty excited about that. But where did we come from? Where did you come from?
Well, so I had a podcast, I guess we could claim the second AAF podcast status. Although, you know what? I think we're actually the third. There was an Orlando one that was slightly before us, I think between the Memphis and the Shipyard. But yeah, we were the San Diego Fleet hardcore dedicated podcast. We had 23 episodes. It was me and my partner, Smithy, who I'm kind of the Smithy in this scenario, because when we got all pumped up about AAF football, I was doing the research and Smithy was coming in, and then we would talk about it and I would kind of bring him up to speed on everything that was going on. I know you have definitely done a little bit more research into the AAF than I, or the AFL than I have at this point, but, you know, the AAF was incredible, to be a podcaster for. It really was. And you noticed this as much as we did, but I mean, the way that the community kind of just evolved and the amazing followings that we created over the course of this short season, it was a real gut punch when it got taken away from us, man. Like, it was my baby. I loved it. I was all in, and I'm just going to say, I was devastated when the league folded, man. Absolutely devastated. But I still like talking into a microphone. So here we go again. But I got to tell you, Rod, I'm probably going to be, I'm going to have to play a little bit of the skeptic this time, because I'm a little hesitant to pour my heart and soul into something.
You've been hurt, like Joe. You've been hurt.
I did. I'm a wounded animal, man.
It's okay.
I'm a wounded animal.
It's okay. I need
to... Thanks, man. Thank you. I feel much better now. On the broad shoulder to cry on of Rod Viel Gomez.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there, there, there.
Thanks for listening.
But no, so you're right. And I too was an AAF podcaster. I'm a CFL podcaster. I'm a podcaster from way back. If you've never listened to one of my shows, that's okay, because nobody really has. But I've been podcasting since like 2006.
Long time.
Yeah, it has. It's a long time. And like Joe, I mean, I poured my heart and soul into the AAF podcast, because it was a lot of fun, and we got to meet each other through that. And you know, it was a joy to talk about. It was a joy to bring the stories of the players and stuff out. But unfortunately, again, that time ran its course. And so like a junkie needing the next fix, Joe and I decided that we're going to dive into this headlong and not let ourselves get away from the microphone, and we're going to cram this content down your throat, and you're going to like it.
Exactly. I got to say, I was a little jealous of your format too, because you got to talk about fantasy, and I really didn't get to that much, because it was very much team specific focused, whereas fantasy is way more of a league situation. So it didn't really fit into the Shipyard, and so I was super pumped when I got to come onto your show that last episode and talk about fanball. Sorry. With you. And that was just so much fun, because I've always wanted to do a fantasy football podcast. And in fact, like, talking about the doors that podcasting has opened, I actually got to go on to SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, the Fantasy Alarm show, twice, and talk with Howard Bender about the AAF fantasy. And that was literally a dream come true. And so we're looking on maybe hopefully getting Bender to come on to this venue later on down the road, which will be a lot of fun to get an actual industry insider perspective. Not guaranteeing it's going to happen, but I'm saying it's looking pretty good. So this is going to be the spot to get some hard hitting analysis from the best in the biz.
Yeah,
he'll be learning right along with
that. Yeah, he will. He jumped headlong into the AAF too. You want to talk about jealous, man? When I heard you on SiriusXM, I was like, man, Joe.
You know, it just happened so organically, because he accused me of being a burner account for one of his producers, because apparently his producer was in his ear saying, hey, we really need to jump on this AAF thing. And his producer was right. Well, so I said, I'm not, and I can prove it. I have a podcast. Why don't you come on and we can talk about it? And that's basically what spawned the relationship with Bender. But that point right there, Rod, if we can pinpoint one thing. We all know why the AAF folded. It was Tom Dundon, you know, being Tom Dundon, and he shut it down, right? But if there was something that the AAF could have done that led to this shutdown, that could have prevented it, that they did not do, that was get on the major fantasy platforms. They didn't get on DraftKings. They didn't get on Yahoo. They didn't get on FanDuel. They were on See, I keep forgetting the name of the one that we played every single week. But that's
Fanball.
My point. Fanball, right. Sorry. So no one's on Fanball, even though it's a great platform. I really liked it. If they had gone to DraftKings or FanDuel, the three big guys, Yahoo, they would have gotten in front of such a larger audience that it would have been absolutely not an option for Tom Dundon to shut this thing down, because they would have absolutely captured the nation's attention via fantasy. And they didn't do that. And that was the single biggest mistake that the AAF made. And in my opinion, is indirectly the reason why it shut down.
I agree. And we could go on and on and on about the AAF because we both lived the life of it. But unfortunately, AFL is not making that mistake, and they are bringing DraftKings into the mix. And so we're super excited about that. So
exactly. And I think this could be the propulsion to bring the AFL to the next level, because they're doing it right, right? They're spending money on their fans. From what I've heard, it's a great fan experience. They market to the people who actually show up. And they're now here on the biggest fantasy platform of them all. And that's going to just do nothing but broaden their audience. And it's a great play. And look, they've got a podcast already.
Yes, so they do. Yeah, buddy. So, all right, let's talk about that DraftKings format that they've got. So, as we said before earlier, they're offering the captain mode, and which is, I think, in a six-team league, it's definitely one that you want to, because obviously you can't go deep, and you really can't. With six quarterbacks, there's not a whole lot of variance that you can have. Three receivers on the field and running backs. I mean, come on now. Let's just all call it like it is. Running backs in this league are an afterthought, and so there's not a lot of depth to draw from. So with this captain mode, it does a perfect fit, because you can put anybody anywhere as long as you can afford it, and the most expensive person on your roster is going to be the captain, because they are 1.5 times their normal salary, but they also generate more fantasy points because of it in that spot. So,
gotcha. Yeah. That's interesting. So I did play a couple of the captain modes in NFL last year. I was terrible at it because it's a new format for me. But I'm looking forward to kind of getting in this. This will give you a chance to really kind of pinpoint that one guy. You know, if you find the one guy that goes off, then you're going to be in pretty good shape.
And that's the thing with this Arena Football League as well, is that, you know, obviously if you're going to pay through the nose, I mean, there's $13,000 players in this captain, you know, and they're really expensive. So that means the rest of your roster is going to have to really be these value type players. But if you can find that value player and put him in the captain spot and he goes off, then you can load up everywhere else. And so that's over the course of the next season. That's really where we're gonna figure out where these low priced, high upside players are. And right now we don't know yet. So when we start to see gameplay after week one, we'll have a better understanding of how to construct these rosters the way we can maximize that captain slot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that. I think right now I'm kind of looking at my lineup. This is a format complaint I have with DraftKings, but everyone's a flex.
And that's it.
So once I've got my lineup here, I no longer know who these guys are, because they're in my lineup, but I don't know who's the quarterback. I think I drafted like four quarterbacks. but you can do that. You can do that in this league. You can draft a whole bunch. Everybody's a flex, and you can just load up on them. but I guess we'll find out if that's a good strategy or not. Just all six quarterbacks.
All six quarterbacks. If you could fit him in there, wow, that would be amazing. I would love to see a lineup that fits all six quarterbacks in there, because these guys, man, they're throwing like 81 touchdown passes a season. It's insanity. And listen, so obviously the field in an Arena Football League is only 50 yards from end to end, right? No, yeah, it's 50 yards from end to end. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of, you know, the passing yards aren't necessarily there, nor are the receiving yards, but there are 1,000-yard receivers in this league. So, there are receivers that are going to go off.
How many games, how many weeks are we running here?
We are running.
I am a super novice here. What was this? How many games are in this season?
You caught me on a click. Okay, so we've got week one and then week seven. So we've got 7 weeks of 13 weeks of regular season and then playoffs. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. And then the cool. playoffs, I don't know if they're going to do the playoffs, but the playoffs are actually a combination game. So it's a home and home with the scores combined, and then they move on.
No way.
Yep. That's the way it works.
That's bananas.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to do it, but.
That's weird. But let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm game. So there's 13 weeks. It runs through July. July 21st is the final preseason, or I'm sorry, the final regular season game of the city. Of the city. God bless it, man. Of I'm reading Atlantic City. Of the season. So there's plenty of opportunity to play this game, and that's a lot of episodes for us to learn how to do this.
It will be. By week 13, holy smokes, watch out. This is going to be the place to be to get the hard-hitting insights.
Yes. So like we said in the beginning, stick with us, folks. We're going places.
We are. Absolutely are.
All right. Is it time just to talk a little bit about the rosters that we kind of threw together? I know part of it, Joe, we're going to go head-to-head every week, right? We're going to have a head-to-head, and then we're going to talk about it on probably the last segment of our show to talk about how we did against each other. So we're going to try not to give each other our whole lineups throughout this week, but...
Should be a fun... I think we agreed upon each week we will double our entry fee, so it'll be double or nothing. And then by the end of the season, 13. Oh, this could be a pretty hefty prize pool at the end of the season. It's winner takes all, basically.
Mm, yes, sir.
So here's my strategy. I'm going to be hustling you all year and just lose every game while gleaming the information. And then week 13, boom, I'm going to lay it on you and just take it all back.
I mean, that's a solid strategy right there. And listen, you've got Bender in your corner, so God knows you're probably going to bend his ear a little bit too. Be like, hey, man, I know you've been watching.
Hey, listen, yeah, let's get on this.
That's fair enough. So, all right. So I'm going to just throw out my captain on, I think the one that I'm happiest with. This is the right. The lineup I'm kind of happiest with. The other one I kind of built, but I'm like, but this one I think I'm happier. So my captain for the one that I like the best is Tommy Grady. He's the Albany Empire quarterback. So this guy, I'm pretty high on him.
So are you pretty set on going to QB in your captain's position? Is that, you think, probably going to be the best strategy here? What's the scoring for quarterbacks? Is it 4 points a touchdown or
I believe that it's 6 points, just like Norm. I'm sorry, okay. 4 points. Yeah, I think it is 4 points because most all DraftKings is 4 points. So that's the way it's been. Yeah. So that's how that's gonna go. But even still, I mean, these guys are throwing like 5 touchdowns, you know, a game. So
nice.
That's 20 all points right there.
So should I talk about my captain?
Sure.
All right, who I've got slotted into the captain's position, and it's mainly because he's the only person that I actually knew who it was, and that's Malachi Jones of the Atlanta Legends, and or the Albany Empire.
So my quarterback's thrown to your captain.
That's right. So if your QB goes off, or if Malachi Jones goes off, I guess your captain will be scoring quite a bit of points as well. Should we make these lineups that we set our first head to head?
I'll take that. I'll take that all day. Yeah. This will be our head to head. So we made these separately of each other. So we're going good. And that's okay because guess what? My first flex is Malachi Jones. Buddy. So we've kind of got the same mentality, and only because Malachi Jones was already a solid player, for Albany, and now that he's coming back, everybody, you know, is excited to have him back. He had a good showing in Atlanta. It wasn't an amazing showing, but then again, he had Sims throwing to him first, and then Aaron Murray trying to do the same. But you know, his quarterbacks were a little bit shaky. But apparently, in Albany, they're set with Tommy Grady. So I think Malachi is going to do big things again. I think he'll settle right back in because guess what? Everybody else was probably just training over the offseason, yeah. Right? Malachi was taking live snaps.
He's in mid-season form right now.
Yeah, yeah. He's hungry for a championship.
Yes. It would be great if we could get him on the show.
Oh, let's go. Malachi, if you're listening.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. But beautiful.
All right, okay, so next
up. So your first flex, my first flex is my quarterback, one of a few quarterbacks I think I've got in my lineup, and that's Arvell Nelson of the Washington Valor, which is a team. And that's the extent of my analysis.
That's good. That's a good pick. The Valor, listen, the Valor, they are a good team, and they're playing against the rivals, Baltimore, and Baltimore and them, the Baltimore Brigade and them are really, you know, they play hard against each other, and you know, they had a lot of tough games last year together. So of course Baltimore actually had the next guy that I'm going to talk about as their quarterback, but even still, that rivalry is pretty heated. So I think that's a good pick, that Washington's quarterback is going to go off.
Nice. Well, he did have 39 touchdowns last year and 41.9 points per game, which looked impressive to me, and that was why I put him in my lineup there. I was like, well, those numbers look pretty good. If I can get 41.9 points from one guy, then I'm probably going to be in pretty decent shape.
And for week one, maybe. If we're just throwing darts, then absolutely that's a good pick.
Absolutely. You got to kind of, I don't have any rookies. I don't have anybody with no stats on my league. So there could be some newcomers in this league that we just don't know about yet. But I pretty much put my entire first week lineup together based on how people performed last year.
Hey, and to be fair though, the AFL is a lot like, and we're used to this already, the AAF, and that the stats, they're hard to come by. Any news literally takes a huge Google search to find anything. And we don't even know yet whether or not we're going to be able to watch all the games live. So that's another thing that's kind of, you know, we're going off of this thinking we're going to be able to watch these games. So if we can't watch these games, Joe, we may be out of a show before it even starts.
Well, maybe the AFL can, you know, pick up some of the assets in the AAF bankruptcy. pick up some of that real-time stats tech that they had in there for on the cheap.
Talk to Tom Dundon. Oh wait, he's still in the playoffs.
We'll stop. No more AAF.
You're right. All right. So next for me, my next flex is actually the Atlantic City Blackjacks, which Joe, write it down. That's a team. Randy Heppard is the quarterback there, who was once with the Baltimore Brigade. Now he is with the Atlantic City Blackjacks. And Heppard was actually a damn good quarterback last season. He had, what was it, 352 completions on 482 attempts for 3,568 yards and 79 touchdowns. So if you can get this guy in your lineup with a new team, I think that is a very good recipe for success.
Well, great minds think alike, because I also have in my next flex position Randy Heppard, which I like to pronounce hip beard because I have a beard and I like. You just gotta sneak that T into a B. Hip beard.
Hell
he's
yeah!
I bet he's got a beard. I've never seen a picture of the guy, but I bet his beard is awesome. But yeah, and then I gotta say, Atlanta City Blackjacks. That's a cool name for a team. And 79 touchdowns. That's a thing that happens in sports. I'm excited about that. I want him on my team. And that's my second quarterback that I've got. Back-to-back quarterback flexes.
I watched week one of the 2018. I watched at least the first half so far. I've watched that part. And it was Heppard in the Brigade against the Valor. And man, the way he throws that ball, like, it literally looks like he's just chucking it up to, you know, you or I on the playground. And he's just like, whoop. And all of a sudden it's a touchdown. So I'm pretty impressed watching him play. And I feel pretty solid about having him in my week one lineup.
Oh, nice. Me too. I'm looking forward to it.
So, all right. Next on my list is Darius Reynolds. He is the receiver for the Philadelphia Soul. Reynolds is really, I don't know, to me, he's one of those guys where I put him in and I was looking at the points per game, fantasy points per game, and then his price point, and I just kind of threw him in there. So he had a pretty good season last year. I mean, he had 14 touchdowns, which I guess is pretty good. He had 901 yards, which is almost 1,000 yards receiving. So a good mid-priced guy in that flex position is Mr. Reynolds.
All right. Well, I may have to take that into consideration because looking at my next flex and checking on the news that DraftKings has now provided, I have just learned that he has been placed on the recallable reassignment list, which apparently is a free agency. I believe he's been cut.
Read the fine print.
This is Greg McGee, who didn't play too much last year, but his points per game was pretty decent. His fantasy points per game, anyway, was pretty decent. So I threw him in there for the Columbus Destroyers, but apparently he is not starting quarterback any longer. In fact, so much so that he's no longer even on the team. I will be searching for a new player. I was pretty pumped about having three quarterbacks. We'll see if I can get another quarterback in, but he was at the 5,000 price point there. So I thought I was being sneaky about it too. But apparently, I am terrible at this already. But hey,
it's week one. If we didn't have the
podcast, I don't even think that I would have known to replace him. So if you're listening, you're welcome.
All those folks that built it like on a Tuesday and were just filling it with a bunch of names, like, I don't know. Now you know, don't put him in there.
Yep. Absolutely pass on Greg McGee.
All right. Hard pass. My next flex is Brandon Collins of the Baltimore Brigade. He was one that Tepert was throwing to last season. This guy is at $6,000 price point, so I really liked his price because he was one that I could actually fit Heppert in there as well. So he actually had almost 850 yards last season, 19 touchdowns. So definitely a guy that's used, and he signed the contract, which means he's gonna play. So finished second on the team in receptions, and that's good on a points per reception game. So you like to see that.
Well, here's why I like you, Rod, because my next flex was also Brandon Collins.
Great minds.
We've got the great minds. We got a great analytical lines. We're looking at probably the same info, and we're deciphering it very similarly. So I think we're on the same page here. But yep, I got Mr. Collins plugged in there, and we'll see if our last guy is the same guy or not.
I highly doubt it because I am doing a stack in a non-traditional way because I don't have the quarterback for this guy, but for the two guys really, but I've got him back to back, and that is Lonnie Outlaw. And I read in a couple of articles that Outlaw stands to gain a few more targets. He had nothing. Like, this is a guy that's a total nobody yet because he had two receptions all of last year for 37 yards. But from the research that I've done and from the articles that I've read, it looks like this offense, this Philadelphia Soul offense, is actually going to feature Outlaw. And you'll only get that type of analysis here because I don't think anybody else is talking about Lonnie Outlaw yet.
This should be because that's a great name. And yep. Well, looking at my thing here, I think I hadn't quite gone into the analysis to the point where I was thinking about stacks. And I now am very questioning my lineup here. I may have to make some adjustments because my last guy is B. Tompkins. They didn't write out his first name. But Tompkins is questionable. And he's also on the Baltimore Brigade. So I don't know how I feel about having two Brigade wide receivers in my lineup without the Brigade quarterback.
That's a good one. I mean, I don't see, I don't know. Cause I know that in normal DraftKings or normal fantasy stacking, involves a quarterback as well. But in these captain ones, I almost feel like you don't need to lean heavy on the stacking, you know, quarterbacks and receivers. And especially in this league where, you know, there's no tight end really, and there's no fullback or running back per se. So it's all going to be wide receivers and quarterbacks, right? So kind of naked quarterbacking might work in this type of a situation.
Good point. And it might be, yeah, I don't know, if they have a good game, the two top receivers on the team, on one team, could get net you a whole lot of points. Hard to say. And I noticed that neither one of us picked any of the fullbacks or running backs in the league.
Not in this lineup, I didn't. I actually did in the other lineup that I did. In fact, I went all the way down and picked the fullback for the Soul, Adrian Ferns, in because he's only $4,600. So I had a lot of money to fill up on other stuff. So that's a good lineup that I'll probably use somewhere else too.
Well, I'm only seeing 5 running backs in the entire field. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
That can't be right.
No, that's it. There's only, yeah, I don't think every team uses one.
And the highest scoring of the bunch only averaged 7.4 points, which is Ferns. The guy, that's who you rostered, right?
Yeah. I mean, I figure if, you know, if he can fall into the end zone and get a couple of yards, then, you know, what the heck, man? He's a good flyer.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. And I wonder, see, one of the things that'll be interesting to see is the game log and to see if, you know, they're kind of hit or miss. Like, they have big games and they have absolutely nothing games. So it could be that if you have a hunch on a running back, you know, 1 week, it could be like even almost worth a captain or something like that. Like, it would be a super cheap captain. And then if you think he's going to fall into the end zone for a touchdown, then you could really load up on maybe 6 quarterbacks.
It's a risky proposition, but boy, when it would work, it would work.
I'm going to try and do that. I'm going to try and do that. I'm going to captain a running back, and then I'm going to try and get the starting quarterback for every other team on my roster.
God, that is a great.
Oh, there's only 5 points. 1, 2, 3. There's only 5 flexes. I can't do that.
No, screw but it. You I'm can done. Still load up on the top, what, 4, 5?
Yeah, and watch the one running. Watch the one quarterback that I don't roster is the one that goes off.
That would just be our luck. But so okay, so those are. Is that your final? That was your final one, right?
That was my final one. Yeah. So was Tompkins over there in also on Baltimore? He had almost 900 yards. And 23 touchdowns last season. So he was very productive last season. It does have a questionable tag by his name. I'm noticing he missed. It was a limited participant on Wednesday, so I'm not too concerned. I think if he's still practicing, I think he's going to be out there.
Yeah, limited participant doesn't scare me as much as non-participant.
Yeah, it might be a little risky in this scenario, but then it might pay off too, right? Because if someone sees you know, other people playing, they might be staying away from that questionable tag. So in a tournament situation, maybe not our head-to-heads where we really need consistency and points, but in a tournament situation, you might want to actually look at some of those questionable tags and target them just on the hopes that they come back and that it's a low ownership percentage.
Which leads us to, now that we've wrapped up our and we're going to do this every week, we'll run through at least one, we'll run to our head-to-heads, that's what we'll do, we'll run through our head-to-heads, and we can't change them, so basically we'll build them, we'll go over them, but we can't change them, unless, of course, there's an injury or, you know, something like that, but...
Actually, let's do this, because I do need to change my guy, because he's no longer on the team. I've got $5,000 to play with, so that's bottom of the barrel, that's the lowest. I believe that's the lowest salary that you can have. Oh, no, it's not. No, there's plenty lower than that. But let's take a look at 5,000 and below value play that I can plug in to my roster here.
That is a solid, solid thing.
Anybody jumping out at you?
Nice.
We got QPs. We got W. Smith has some experience. Warren Smith. I don't know what his deal is. Is he starting? No, he's on the blackjack, so probably not. I think the other quarterback was on the blackjack.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
Oh, boy. So he may be the backup quarterback. I'm not gonna employ my all quarterback strategy until I know for certain who all the starting quarterbacks are.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
So you got 5,000 to play with, huh?
I got 5,000 to play with. Greg McGee is the only one in that range that actually has any stats from last year. Besides that Warren Smith, everybody else is looking to be a newcomer to the league with no stats from last year.
Yeah. I'm looking at like Julius Gregory, but he was placed on the, he was cut too. So that's a guy that's out. Julius, not going to catch for you today.
And this is really the process that you're all going to go through in this new league, in this brand new fantasy format, unless you're an arena diehard and you may know all these guys, and in which case you have a huge advantage right now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Four with us until we get up to speed and know what we're actually doing here.
That's how I felt when CFL offered DraftKings for the first time. And there was a second year of me watching, so I already had a leg up over all the American fans that that were jumping in, and I knew everybody already. So it was like these guys were just picking names like we are right now, but I actually knew who these guys were.
Oh, man, I wish I knew who I could jump in on here. There's a bunch of quarterbacks in the range, a bunch. Maybe one of them's going to start. Ah, so hard to tell.
Well, okay, so let's move on from that. You have fun picking right. that. And if somebody can tweet us at Alliance, I'm sorry, that's a callback, at Arena Kings DFS on Twitter.
Say it one more time, I interrupted you.
That's good. Tweet us at Arena Kings DFS on Twitter and tell Joe who to plug in if you know in that $5,000 spot. But we're kind of up against it on our time. But let's talk about this real quick, only because we don't know if they're going to put out actual lineups and or how quickly the injury dissemination is. So if you are playing this game, be aware that information could be hard to find, and it's going to be frustrating, I'm sure, for the first couple of weeks. So I'm wondering if this makes the AFL step up their game as far as communication.
Yeah, so proceed with caution, and hopefully it will encourage a bit more information flow out of the AFL. I'm pumped though. I mean, and that's one thing, is it's going to be encouraging for them to see how many people are playing. What was the last count on these tournaments last you checked? I built my lineup I think on Monday, and there wasn't a whole lot at that time, but I think it may have built throughout the week.
The one that I'm in has about 428 entrants right now. So, and that's the first down. That's the dollar one. So.
Oh, yep. And then the 10 cent one has almost 600.
Yeah. So not bad.
There's a decent amount of people just taking a crack at it. And there's an awful lot of contests, too. There's a lot of, the lobby is big. A lot of contests in this lobby.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting, too.
Here's the thing, is the more people play, the higher the prize pool will get. And so spread the word. Get some people to throw in these first few weeks. Play the 10-cent tournament. Why not? Throw 10 lineups in there and see what happens. Let's go crazy.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure there's going to be some free ones down the road too. So they always offer them just to you know. But listen, I will throw this out though. ArenaFan.com is a good source to go for any news that you want on arena football, because they actually do a pretty good job of disseminating news. And ironically, it's I found out tonight actually that it's partly run by one of my fellow CFL podcast network hosts from the Alouettes Flight Deck, Tim Capper. So good for him. And I knew that had something to do, but arenafan.com is a place to go to get some news. And they do a pretty good job of putting stuff out.
Fantastic. I will definitely be checking that out. And this just in, there is a free roll in the lobby this week. It is not, does not have a prize associated with it, but it is free to play. If you just want to get your feet wet and see what you can do, see if you can take down 200 other people. There is only, I think, 30 slots left. No, 22. 32 slots left in this contest. Ooh. That's real on-air live podcast mathing.
That is why we talk.
which is the most compelling form of podcasting. if I do say so myself.
And you should. So, all right, Joe, let's call this a night for everybody. And we'll get excited for some AFL football tomorrow, which will actually, this league does kick off. So we can say that, the league will kick off tomorrow or today.
Oh,
as you're listening.
There are kickoffs. Fantastic. We're going to actually use the word kickoff again. I'm super pumped.
No more snap off. No, yeah, super pumped. No more snap offs. No more, what do you call them? Give ems.
Yeah. I've never got the traction that I was hoping it would get.
I know. But Washington at Baltimore, 7 o'clock Eastern is the first game. I don't know where to watch it. But hopefully we'll be able to tweet it out for everybody. Again, follow us on Twitter.
Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you can help educate us.
Please.
In order to educate us, we're going to be bringing with us some AAF people. We need your help, arena fans. Help us help arena football. Follow help us on our Twitter. Tell us what we need to do. Help us earn our kingdom. We're gonna sort this out. We're gonna build a community. It's gonna be an awful lot of fun. And thank you so much for joining on this first show. We promise that they will get better as the week goes on.
We absolutely do. Again, follow us on Twitter at ArenaKingsDFS. We will start tweeting there very often, and maybe we'll get some other social media stuff going on as well. But until then, I am Rod Villagomez. You are
Joe Van Awesome Van Dalsum, and we were podcasting.